Old. The mother called the police from a locked bathroom in 2010 to report Fields hit her in the head. Bloom, who uses a wheelchair, also reported her son once pulled a 12-inch knife on her. The now 20-year-old Fields is charged with second-degree murder in the death of counter-protester Heather Heyer at an alt-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, on Saturday. Meanwhile, a Confederate statue in North Carolina that stood for decades has been toppled after angry protesters pulled it down. A group attached a rope to the statue outside the Durham County Courthouse last night and toppled it. The protest comes days after the white nationalist march in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
One of President Trump's biggest backers may see his legal troubles disappear. The president retweeted a Fox News story this morning saying he is seriously considering a pardon for former Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt for maintaining patrols targeting illegal immigrants. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is releasing the annual U.S. report on religious freedom around the world.
Legislation that upholds religious freedom as a core American value under the Constitution's First Amendment, as well as a universal human right.
Speaking of the State Department today, Tillerson said religious persecution and intolerance is far too prevalent in many regions of the world. Leading violators include Iran, China, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and ISIS. Well, Gert is gaining strength and is now the second named hurricane of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. The storm is swirling in the Atlantic with maximum sustained winds of about 75 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
President Trump is taking aim today at former President Obama over Russia. Trump took to Twitter this morning about a report that Obama knew about Russian interference 3 years ago, but he didn't want to anger Russia. A Politico report said the Obama administration was warned between 2014 and 2016 that Moscow was building operations aimed at disrupting the American political system. Democrats really like John McCain. The Arizona senator is apparently more popular among Democrats than his own Republican base. A new Gallup poll shows McCain has a 71% favorability rating among Democrats compared to 51% among Republicans. This is the second poll released in August that reflects the same result. A Quinnipiac poll shows McCain with a 79% approval rating with Democrats and just 39% with Republicans. Both polls suggest the swing is due to McCain's recent no vote killing the GOP health care bill. Finally, Tiger Woods was apparently not under the influence of alcohol when he was stopped by police in May, but he sure was under the influence of several other substances, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Toxicology test results indicate that Tiger Woods had five different drugs in his system when he was arrested by police in Florida in May. The results released on Monday showing Woods tested positive for Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, and THC when he was arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Hey, it's Joe Peters with 55 Plus, and we're going to get started with Marty Grossman in a few minutes. But before we do, And I think today will be a very interesting subject matter for you. We're going to talk about aging in place, which means different things to different people. And I know every time I talk to somebody, they say, oh, it means that. And somebody else says, no, it means this. And we're going to sort of tell you what all the things are it does mean and how Marty can help you out with that. Before we get started, we're going to give you an intro to the weather and then do our weather forecast.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, and once again, this is Joe Peters, and they've asked me to give you our local weather. I'm going to do this very scientifically off of the Android telephone that's in my hand. Right now, it is showing a cloud with a bolt of lightning coming out of it. So I guess that means we should have some thunder boomers out there. I know I took my son and we went up to the Giants practice today at Giants Stadium in East Rutherford. And although it was nice for about 2 hours, right at the end, it started raining. And I think it's been just about raining ever since. But it says 78 degrees and humid. Going down to 64 tonight. Tomorrow's going to go up to 87, so our sort of cold snap is going to be over. Going to be sunny tomorrow with 87. The following day, 84. Friday, 84 again. Each of Thursday and Friday, with a chance of a little thunder in the afternoon. Typical summer. It's like Groundhog Day. It all looks the same after a while. And then Saturday and Sunday are both going to be 87, 84. And sun with a chance of a thunderstorm. So if you haven't been out, it hasn't been unbearably hot, but it's been unbearably humid. And I think even though it's about 10 degrees less than it was a week ago, it's still pretty uncomfortable. And it's going to get a little hotter as the week goes on. So let me play a few of our paid commercials. I'll be right back to introduce you to Marty.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de familia a familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Okay, it's Joe Peters, and I'm back with Marty Grossman. Marty, why don't you say hello to the folks?
Hi, everyone. Nice to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you be able to join us. And in effect, Marty, I've been reading through some of the information that you gave us, and you have an amazing background. All the way back from, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. Let's first of all identify what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about aging in place. And aging in place means different things to different people. To some people, it means I can stay in my house and age, and others it means I can go and live with the kids and age, and some means I. To some people it means I'm in the right town but in a wrong style house, I need to get into one floor living. You do a lot of each one of those, but mostly to help people remain comfortable in the house that they're already in.
Safety is a prime factor, and I do health and safety repairs. I also do other repairs. But the thing is that I am beyond being a handyman. I have an engineering background. I've worked for Consumers Research Magazine as a test engineer.
Wow.
I've done work for a clean room, environmental clean room manufacturer. I've done... I was a technical editor for an automotive trade publication, and I've worked for several, over the years, I've worked for several social service agencies that had minor repair programs for seniors, and I was their lead man in the field, and I had other men working under me, and I showed them the proper way to do things. I also broke the ice between the organization and the client, and related to all these different types of people. I've done this in New York City for the New York Foundation for Senior Citizens, and I've done this for Catholic Charities in Morris County.
Wow.
So I have about 35 plus years of experience working with seniors.
So how did you get started? What was your education in?
Okay, I did engineering and I did communications. I've done photography and I've done, I'm a hands-on guy. It started when I was young. The other kids were out playing baseball.
Right.
And I was riding my bike when the bike broke. Pre-internet days, I went to the library and got a book on bicycle repair, bought the parts and repaired the bicycle.
Neat.
And I'm a hands-on guy with all kinds of things, appliances and so on and so forth. I graduated to automobiles, and so, you know, that's a hobby of mine, cars. But basically, I like to see if things can be restored rather than replaced. Of course,
right.
Sometimes you have to give up and just replace it with a new thing.
Yeah.
But basically, this is something with keeping people safe in their own homes as they age, and the bathroom is the most dangerous room of the house. Everything's a hard surface.
Oh, yeah.
If you fall in the bathroom, it could be fatal. So it's more than just a grab bar. It could be anti-slip surfaces on the tub or shower. It could be lever-type handles on the faucets for ease of use with someone with arthritic hands. It could be better lighting. It could be a high, a raised toilet. Rather
right.
than adding on these clip-on seats, we now have the higher toilets. It could be many things like...
So good.
I have a client.
And I want to spend time going through each one of those, but I'd like to finish up your education. So you said you're in engineering. What type of engineering?
Well, mechanical.
Mechanical.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically, I'm a hands-on guy, and I like things...
Yeah.
I like to know the way things work and the reason why they were designed in a certain way.
Neat. Neat. Where did you go to school at, Marty?
New York Institute of Technology.
Wow, it's a good school.
But the thing is that sometimes you run into situations where you have to figure out a solution for the customer or the client.
Right.
I have a client that's in a wheelchair, lives alone, and he needed better access to his bathroom. So rather than take off the bathroom door, I put on offset hinges, and I reversed the opening of the door. Rather than opening into the bathroom and taking up space, it opens out into the hallway. Items like that. I put on a wall mirror, like a makeup mirror, that bolted into the wall so he could swing it out and shave by the sink, because sitting in a wheelchair, he wouldn't be able to
wow.
see himself in the medicine cabinet.
Yeah. So, and you worked for Consumers Research as
yes,
well.
Yes, I've tested everything from pens to cars, cooking appliances, and Consumers Research was the original consumer testing organization in this country, and originally started in New York City back in the late 20s, and then moved to Warren County, to Washington, New Jersey, and they had a separation, a disagreement back in the early 30s, and the group broke away, another group broke away, and in 1934 started a competitor organization, Consumers Reports.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the original organization died out in the mid-80s.
Wow, but it probably lived a good life. Good life. So, and I didn't realize that was in Washington, New Jersey. I mean, that's pretty
yes,
nearby.
They moved out. They moved out in the 30s from New York City,
right?
Because of they were being they needed a larger facility, and they also were being interrupted by a lot of people stopping by.
Okay.
So they moved out, and they first rented an old piano factory. Washington, New Jersey was known for pianos and organs back in the
yes.
day, and then they moved into an 8-acre campus over in Bowerstown, which is just outside the town of Washington. And they had basically what used to be a cannon factory and still had some of the old buildings, and they added on some new buildings. That was amazing. And we had different labs there where we had facilities on the 8 acres to test cars and laundry equipment and so on and so forth.
So how many years in total were you with them?
I was there for about 6 years, from the mid-70s to the early 80s.
Okay.
And it was very interesting work, and I wore many hats. I did photography. Back then we did what photography? I ran the dark room. I did buying of product, and I did two tests a month, a major and a minor test. Plus we had to check other engineers' work and justify their findings from their data on their projects.
Well, sounds fascinating, Marty. So you got started somewhere around that time, after that time, in the business that you're in today, which is, describe your business. What would Marty's Home and Appliance Repair,
I do minor to moderate repairs in the home. I don't come in and say I'm going to remodel your kitchen or, build a wall unit or a bookcase for you. I will assemble furniture for you if you buy it at IKEA or whatever.
Right.
I will repair furniture. I will, but my primary goal is to do health and safety repairs. I do some concrete patching on walkways and steps, exterior. I do better lighting. I do handrails or second handrails. Most people have their washing machine and dryer in the basement.
Right.
And they have to go down and come back up. A second handrail is very important to hold on to. Also, I do louder doorbells or strobe lights on the phone for people that may not hear.
Right.
And I do repairs that are beneficial to the client, to the customer, as far as I may cut a slot in the door for a mail chute so they don't have to walk outside.
So when somebody needs this type of service, how do you usually put yourself in? Do they find you, or do you find them, or is it a little of both?
Well, they find me, and I find them through other things. I go to caregivers meetings.
Okay.
Where there are a lot of social workers, case managers, visiting nurse people, and when someone comes out of the hospital, they may have had a stroke, or
right.
they may have had a broken leg or a hip replacement, they need grab bars and they need handrails. And then while I'm there, we discover that they need some other things, like their storm door isn't closing properly.
Yep.
It could blow off in the winter. I repair the storm door, make it close properly and latch. I find that other things that they don't notice, like the flue pipe from the furnace, what goes into the chimney, maybe the flue cement is crumbling and flaking out, and it could allow carbon monoxide
right.
into the house.
Right. I just read this morning that somebody in New Jersey had a huge car. It was a brand new house, had carbon. Like 14 people went to the hospital, including some of the rescue
yes.
people.
Yes. And now, so I also make sure they have up to date carbon monoxide and smoke
Thank
alarms.
You. Thank you. That
and
is so key.
There's a new product on the market, which I think should be a requirement for every home, or at least every home that has gas. It's a gas detector for natural gas, which is explosive.
Right.
And it's now available at Home Depot or Lowe's from, I think, Kidde Corporation. People should be installing these gas detectors.
It's so key. I know I read just a year, maybe 2 years ago, about a realtor, and I could sort of put myself in their place. They pulled their car in a garage under type house, and it was a new Cadillac. I mean, it wasn't like it was an old car. And they got all the stuff off the seat, and they went into the house because the door was open, and they forgot and left the car running. And they asphyxiated themselves.
I know a tragedy like that happened to someone, and someone I know was in contact with the family, and the whole family got asphyxiated because they put
wow.
the car in the garage and they forgot to shut it off.
Forgot to shut it off. It is so easy. And I know we had, and everything's got an end of life, including you and me, okay? But your carbon monoxide detector will start beeping when it's at the end of life. And it's usually around 10 years. They're programmed. They don't want you to use them. The technology is too old. And most people unplug it and they're going to go get another one, and they never do. And it's so dangerous not to have a carbon monoxide.
Or the battery operates smoke alarms. I go in and I check the batteries. First of all, you should use a long life, either an alkaline or a lithium battery.
Yep.
On the ones with replaceable batteries. Oh, the lady says they just replaced the battery. They may replace the battery, but they're not strong enough to clip in the 9-volt battery. So it wasn't making contact. It was useless.
I want one of my neighbors, and she's younger than I am, called me over because it was beeping. She says, Joe, I have this one that's beeping. I said, well, it's daisy chain. It may not be that one, but let's see if we can figure it out. So I said, where are all the others? She said, they were all beeping, and I took them all down over time. And I'm saying, you've got your life in your own hands here. These things are worth $15 each. You need six of them. For $90, you'd have a brand. I bet you till today she doesn't.
I know. I try to stress how important these things are. Local fire departments have stressed this. They usually stress it twice a year when we change the time.
Yep.
And now you have the 10-year batteries. And, you know, there's no excuse not to have that protection. But the other thing I wanted to say is... many people don't know they're wasting water. The toilet leaks gradually. It either overflows through the overflow pipe because the fill valve in the tank is bad, or the flapper is bad. And many of the people don't even hear it. They don't know that they're wasting water.
Right.
Then they wonder why they get such a large water bill.
Right.
Or why, if they have their own well, why the pump is burning out. The other thing is, if you call a plumber or an electrician for a small job, either they won't come or they're going to build it up into a big job. Most plumbers won't repair a faucet; they want to replace it. Depending on the shape of the faucet and whether you have hard water or not, most faucets are repairable. Industry-wide, all the faucets for the past 15 or so years have a lifetime warranty. You can get the parts free from the manufacturer if you go online or you call them. And the same thing with a lot of window treatments, like Hunter Douglas has a lifetime warranty, and so does Blinds to Go. People don't know this. So I say, get the parts and I'll install it, you know, that type of thing. People don't know that they're losing... heat, they need the door sweeps, weather stripping, caulking, you know, things like that. There's so many things that help people maintain their homes and keep them
safe. Do an inventory, I mean, one of the things I saw, it wasn't last Super Bowl, it was the Super Bowl before, and I saw the Coca-Cola, no, it was the Budweiser, no, it was the Volvo commercial. I said, no, the best commercial on the Super Bowl was about... when you're brushing your teeth, shut the water down to a trickle. It'll save you 11 gallons.
Or shaving or whatever, yes.
I mean, there's so much that can be saved from an ecology viewpoint, but then, like you say, the water bill starts to build up and you're wondering what's happening.
Right, and then I put in anti-scald devices so the seniors don't burn themselves.
Wow.
Or I water-saving shower heads and so on and so forth. There are many things out there, and they're always coming out with new items. I've been installing a lot of the camera doorbells, which are a little bit on the high expensive side, but they're wonderful. You don't have to run downstairs if you're upstairs. It comes up on your computer or your cell phone or your tablet. And even if you're not home, you can see who's going, you know, by your
door. It's amazing how much technology we have today. I know my better half, Marilyn, hates technology. She uses it all day at work, and she wants to go home. She wants to make cookies. I like cookies. This is a relationship that works. But if I can show her the practical side, like how a Bluetooth works in a car and you can talk to people on your phone and still, she can't wait to show the next person, but she didn't want that. So people say, oh, I don't need that. No, trust me. You're going to see this.
Slowly get into it.
How did I ever live without it?
How did you live without these conveniences?
So, Marty, I want to tell people how they can get in touch with you. It's Marty's Home and Appliance Repair, and it's 973-324-0429. 973-324-0429. 1-800-926-0429. And my name is Joe Peters. I'm talking with Marty Grossman today. I run a real estate agency representation with Coldwell Banker across both Hunterdon and Somerset. I played my commercial up front and rather than repeat a lot of information, I'll play it one more time before we're done. I love when I hear, and we're almost there ourselves, we're living in, we sold our mega mansion 9 years ago. We decided we didn't need a 4,300 square foot. It was nice, but the house owned us. We didn't own the house. We worked on it all weekend. We put our money into it. We had no time to do anything else. We went back to work on Monday. So about 9 years ago, we sold it, and we went into a townhouse environment. Now, townhouse for our age isn't perfect because you got to go up and down stairs in townhouses. But we figured we could try it. But we're at the age almost that we're thinking we need to find, if we were ever to leave this, and we're going to at some point in time, we need to find a one-floor environment. But some of the townhouses in my development have first-floor masters. It just means you probably give up the dining room. You know, there's a master on the first floor, and you only go upstairs when you need to go upstairs or downstairs. That's what I think sort of starts the discussion about aging in place. You're at a point where you're current living quarters don't necessarily represent your requirements. And I'll give you the greatest example I can ever see is that that living room that nobody sat in for the last 20 years could now become your master bedroom and take the half bath, blow it out, make it a full bath, and you can live in the house here. That's the kind of opportunity that I think Marty Grossman is looking for. To help people understand what the opportunities are.
Yes, and they can stay in their home even with the stairs. They have these new stairlift elevators, chair elevators that are very compact. They're very safe, and you can lease them or you can buy them. So, and they even have types that go around the curve if there's a bend. So, I mean, a lot of my customers have put those in. But that's something that the people have to decide on. Sometimes the customer wants to move to be near or with their children.
Right.
Or go into a senior development, an apartment. But basically, I also repair things that belong to the customer. In other words, furniture. I hang TVs on the wall. I hook up sound systems. I do door locks and stuff like that. So it's not all necessarily part of the house itself. A lot of things, I do work for people in apartments too. A lot of things can be adjusted or modified. They want shelves. They may want a lower shelf in the closet, in the clothing closet, so they don't have to stand on a stool, which is dangerous. Long life light bulbs. Now we have the LEDs they have to call someone to change a light bulb. They can't climb up on a ladder. All different types of things. We have now the under cabinet lighting, under and inside cabinet lighting. We have rollout cabinet racks for dishes and pots and pans, so they don't have to bend down, get down on the floor. So there's so many things. If you go to like a store like Bed and Bath, they have all these things,
right?
And I install a lot for people. And sometimes people just want some aesthetic repairs. They may want new doorknobs or a new cabinet hardware in the kitchen to update it, make the house look better. A lot of times the plating wears off these cabinet hardware items. So I do all kinds of things, small to moderate.
Small to moderate is Marty. If you're looking to have a new back wall installed or redo the kitchen, that's not Marty. Marty's there to help you adjust your lifestyle and do the repairs and make a lot of suggestions along the way that will help you be a lot more safer in the house and definitely more functional and comfortable.
One thing I do is I help people when they need something major. I help them find out what's out there and get an idea of what they should be paying. A lot of people want to put on outside wrought iron railings, so now they have the aluminum railings that look like wrought iron. This is a very expensive proposition, and I tell them how to shop and where to look for it. even if things that I don't, if it's something that I don't do, I can advise them on, like if they have a roof leak. It's not always the roof that leaks. It could be the flange around the vent pipes for the plumbing.
Right.
I was at one of my regular customers. Oh, the roof is leaking. I went in the attic. I saw where it was leaking. I said, it's not the roof. It's the flange. The rubber rots out, and it's very common. But if she called a roofer, he'd say, oh, you need a new roof,
right,
or you need a major repair.
So Marty's probably your best bird dog up front to understand what your problem is and what your options are as far as fixing it. And quite honestly, you don't have to be a senior to call Marty. If you just need some repairs around the house, he'd be more than happy to help you with that as well. Your territory is pretty much Hunter and Somerset, Warren Counties, Morris, anywhere.
Yes, so
the whole
reason,
north of the state.
Yeah, depending.
Susan's in the background waving her arms.
Obviously for a small job, I'm not going to travel 2 hours,
right,
you know, that type of thing. But, people don't even know what to do when they need a lamp repaired. I could come to your house and repair your lamps. If there's something larger like a light fixture, I can hang it or rewire it.
Right.
My uncle owned a lamp factory. I used to work there when I was in high school in the summer. Anything basically. And if not, I can advise you. The main thing is home safety and the fact that we're going to keep these people, most of them are women living alone, widowed,
right,
from being taken by a contractor. And I'll tell you how, I'll advise you how to deal with a contractor if you need one.
Well, I'll tell you, I heard a talk by Bob Wise, who runs the Hunter and Medical Center, and we now have about 5 divisions of that. And it was to a group that was sort of paying homage to a woman who set up all of our aging process solutions here in Hunter County, Linda Bryant. And Bob got up and said something that I'll quote this for the rest of my life. He said, for every year we live a year and a quarter more. He says, now that doesn't mean you're never going to die, okay, because that, we all know that's not the case. But if you're born this time next year, you'll probably live a year and a quarter longer than if you're born this year. He says, so it's just to say that backwards. By 15 years from now, which will be 2032, the average lifespan at birth will be 110 years old at this rate. Now, he's saying you may question whether or not they're good years. Well, that's a whole other subject matter. But we're living longer. And 2 things are happening because we're living longer. One is we're outliving our money, which is an issue. We didn't put enough acorns away while the sun was out. And number 2, in a lot of cases, we're outliving our children because the children have somebody else's genes. And, you know, if you have good genes, they may not live as long as you. So his point was we need systems in place within Hunterdon County to care for these people because we have very viable, active people in their 90s that have no money left and no children to take care of them. And what we in Hunterdon County try to do is make sure that they have everything they need. I worked closely at the Hunterdon Helpline. I was on their board for over a year. It's their first call of defense, whether you're 16 and pregnant or 90 and can't pay the electric bill. You call the Hunterdon Helpline, and we don't just give you another number. We make sure it gets resolved. You're part of that big equation because we have a lot of handymen that do everything from grouting the bathroom to getting up on a roof and putting up a new TV antenna. It's probably a passe thing anymore, but anywhere in between. What Marty's focus is to help you age in place so that if you're just coming home from a subacute and the visiting nurse always comes home with you first or the organization that you're managing your well-being and say you need a wider doorway or you need wheelchair access to the bathroom or if you need a commode that's up higher, this is where Marty comes in. Whether you're 40 and need this or 80 and need this, Marty's services are to come in and assess what it is you need and give you the best solution for your lifestyle without a budget-killing bill at the end of it. You know, he's got to earn a living, but in effect, he's not trying to sell you a new roof when all you need is a flange. So,
It's very gratifying to restore something. Anyone can replace something, but when you restore something and put it back so it can be usable again,
right?
It's very gratifying, and the customer likes that too. The other thing is that many people. Don't go to their basements anymore at all because they can't do the steps.
Right.
One of the major things now, besides what I spoke about with the washing machines, is a flood alarm, which is very inexpensive. If the water heater leaks, if the washing machine overflows. Oh, by the way, I installed a stainless steel flood-safe washing machine hoses. That's a wonderful thing to have because the hoses are under pressure. Most people don't shut off the water valve supplying the washing machine when they finish washing, and it could do thousands of dollars worth of damage. So, I mean, there's so many things. I do an assessment of the whole house.
It's like an audit. You call up Marty. You say, Marty, I need the following, either from my mom or for a sister that's aging. We need an opinion. Marty comes in, he does the assessment, he does the recommendation, we work within your time frame, he works within your budget, and he is, if in effect it's bigger than a bread box and he doesn't do that, he can help you manage the contractors coming in to take a look at it. Once again, if you'd like to talk to Marty, it's Marty's Home and Appliance Repair, 973-324-0429. It covers all of North Jersey. So no job too small, but travel time is a consideration. So if you just need a light switch changed, that's probably not worth calling Marty for. But if you need a few things done and that's one of them, then he's the guy to call. He's the guy to call. I find that becoming, I like to say 10 years ago, I can't spell senior. Now I are one. I mean, it happens to all of us, and it happens quicker than we expect it to happen. And we're... as seniors, or beginning of our senior, end of our life, discovering lots of new things. That's where this 55-plus show came along. One of the things I discovered we don't know is what's available to us. We have lots of social services available to us in Hunterdon and Somerset and Warren County, and we've got, like, the helpline. If there's a problem, we actually call 65 people a day, twice a day, and check on them. We go visit them once a week. There's a lot available to them, and part of what's, because a lot of our people are autonomous or want to live on their own and really don't want to be under the jurisdiction of somebody else, just need a little bit of help and a little bit of guidance. That's where Marty fills in. I think what he's been talking about here today is just wonderful.
That's true, and I notice other things. When I walk up their driveway, I see that their tires may need air or their inspection stickers is about to expire. And I tell them about it.
I love it.
Most of that, you know, things that, you know, you don't, the average person doesn't notice. And also, I'm into safety. I've had taken a course in lead safety.
Okay.
There are all kinds of federal rules now when you make a repair, whether it's an older house and there's underlying lead paint and so on and so forth. I've had training in dementia-proofing a home for seniors with dementia that are still living
wow.
home with a spouse or whatever. It's almost like child-proofing a house, but it's a little different.
I know we've had several people on here that are like Anita's Angels, and there's one in Somerset, and we actually have a senior care navigator, which comes in and assesses what you need and then says, here's the things that are available to you, and sort of connects you with the right people. I mean, you have to do it from scratch.
I install all those things. I put a gate at the top of the steps so if they wander at night, they don't go tumbling down
okay.
the stairway. Contrasting toilet seats so they know that's the toilet. In worst case scenarios, I could put a tape stripe from their bed to the toilet. All kinds of things are available from a company like Posey, door alarms and wandering alarms. They, you know, all kinds of, there are all kinds of items.
And we're all going to get there. I mean, you called it dementia, but, you know, advanced dementia becomes Alzheimer's at times. It's really two different classes, but it's the same problem. You're getting older. And I heard a really interesting statistic. If you live to 65, you've probably got a 1 or 2 chance in 100 of having Alzheimer's. If you live to 75, you have probably a 25%. If you live to 85, you probably have a 50%. It's like something you don't, in effect, think about, but as you get older, your problems confront you. And one of the things that Marty can do here is help you understand what your options are and comfortably get involved with economic and feasible cures to those problems.
I can also, and I do this for people, I help them get their homes ready to be sold by correcting problems before the house is sold. And I also help them in their new downsized apartments or whatever, set things up and, you know, connect light fixtures and
stuff like that.
So I help them with the transition from a house to an apartment.
Well, Marty, you were showing me all these articles. I mean, you've been interviewed by just about everybody. I don't think there's one there from the Post, but just about everybody else has gotten a hold of Marty.
Yes, I have been interviewed. I was also on TV back in the 90s, repairing a house in Brooklyn. Eyewitness News did a news report about the organization I work for, and they have me doing a complete safety assessment. I'm up on a ladder with a smoke alarm. I'm repairing a kitchen faucet. And then they have the seniors talking about what a wonderful program it is, and so on and so forth. I've been in New Jersey. I've been in the Daily Record out of Morristown a couple of times. I've been interviewed by the New York Times back in the late 90s.
Wow.
So, yes. And I've gotten awards from State Senator Bucco in New Jersey. And so, yes.
And you've done a lot of, I don't know what the right word is, non grata, but you've done a lot of pro bono kind of work with Catholic Charities, where you, in effect, I'm sure, unselfishly gave a lot of more time than whatever came out of it for you, but the gratification was there to help the poor and the needy get some of these
services.
Yes,
I worked part-time for the Catholic Charities. I also worked part-time before that for the New York Foundation for Senior Citizens Minor Home Repair Program, which serves the 5 boroughs of New York. And I've come into contact with people from all different walks of life and all different situations. Some of them shouldn't be living alone,
Right.
You know, they had to have referrals to another organization. Dealing with people that are totally deaf, trying to communicate with them. All kinds of situations where.
Well, we witness a lot of times where, and it's sort of living in denial on the children's part. Mom's not that bad yet. Mom's not that bad yet. But all of a sudden, mom falls and can't get up. It's a sort of a trite example. But it gets to the point where it looks like she is that bad.
And I've been installing, over the years, I've installed the emergency alert buttons for people.
Wonderful.
Now they have the kind that that work like a cell phone. They can actually, through a GPS, they can locate you if you fall in the parking lot between parked cars. They're much more advanced now, and some of them are very reasonably priced, something like less than $20 a month.
Wow.
So there are different brands. Some are the old style, but I recommend the kind that you buy at any of the large stores like Sears or Walmart or
right. It's a pendant style.
It's called a Great Call, I think, and it's portable. And at night you put it in a charging stand like you would a cell phone.
Yep.
And then you wear it, take it with you. You wear it. So whether you're driving, you're walking, or whatever
right.
in the store, they can locate you. the thing can sense if you fall automatically.
And devices like this aren't because you turn 65 you need them, or 75. Everybody needs them at a different point. Some people age much more gracefully than others. But in effect, it sounds like you're going to sneeze, Susan. I'm just getting ready to say God bless you, Susan. You need evaluation on this, but when you get the evaluation, Marty can help you get it set up and your medical. I know one of the things that I was getting to at the point I was making about sooner or later, it's you're not in denial anymore. Mom needs help. And some of our in-home service, Anita's Angels comes to mind. Tom Bay runs that organization. He served on a 100 and helpline board with me. He likes to get in your house for 2 hours a week to get started with, just so that your parent is comfortable with the person. And as you need them more or less, you tell him. But at least the conversation is started. And this is at an expense. So I know when my dad was getting out, my mom had passed, and my dad, I had two things that were wonderful. One was VNA. When a visiting nurse association came by, they would call me if there was anything wrong. And then daily, Meals on Wheels. He didn't want it. Oh, I can cook for myself. Once he found out I wasn't so bad, he counted on it. And they would call me if they saw something. So you can get some monitoring done on your parents, even in maybe a town or two away. But there's going to come a time that they're going to need more, and it may be some more monitoring so that you can sort of see what's going on in the house. You see some of this stuff on TV. It may be that you need a live-in. It may need that they need to be somewhere else. I mean, only 5, 6, 7% of our people in Hunterdon County ever go to a nursing facility or an extended care. And now extended care means a lot of things to a lot of people, too. You can start in an extended care where you're in their outreach, where, yes, you're eating in their cafeteria, or you can cook your own food. You're in a facility where you will get closer and closer to them over time. And it's sometimes income-restricted as well as age-restricted, so that, you know, it depends on what your assets are. It depends how much you're entitled to or what you may have to pay for. I know my brother-in-law, for example, and this seems like the extreme end, paid like $250,000 buy-in, and it's like $3,000 a month. And it's not like when you're out of money, we take care of you. When you're out of money, you're out. And, you know, so that's the high end. That's, I want a high end. But if you're into if income restricted, and we have several of these in Hunterdon County, you can't have but so much in assets, and you can't earn but so much per month. But we take very good care of our people. But where Marty comes in is when you're still in the house, you're nowhere near this, and you don't even have to be a senior yet, but you're sort of needing help, you need an assessment, you need an opinion. That's where Marty comes in. Marty, believe it or not, we have 3 minutes left. What didn't we talk about that you wanted to talk? I know you talked about the bathroom being the most dangerous spot.
Yes, I mean, there are other things, too. I mean, the kitchen is pretty dangerous. Most people don't have fire extinguishers throughout the house, and if they do, they may not be strong enough to operate them.
Right.
Or know how to operate them correctly. You have to aim them at the base of the flame. You know, there's so many things. What I find is, well, out here you're pretty safe, but I find a lot of the replacement windows don't fully close. They warp after a while.
Right.
And they can't be closed all the way unless you force them with a screwdriver and then lock them, which I do for these people because they call me up. Oh, there's a draft. I have these new windows and there's a draft. Well, I say, yeah, it's open about a quarter to an eighth of an inch. Let me close them for the winter at least and lock them.
Yeah.
So it's a safety as well as a heating energy conservation thing. Another thing I wanted to stress is everyone should have a list of medications in their wallet near their driver's license. If something happens to you, at least they know what you're on.
Wow.
You could be on a blood thinner. You could be on cardiac medicine or whatever. You know, it's very important that they have this quick reference guide.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things I've found out that the police looks for, you should have an entry in your phone for ICE, and that's in case of emergency. If you put ICE on the person you want to be called, the police will call that person immediately. So, you know, there's a dozen things we can help you better understand. if, in effect, you think Marty's services are something you can help or can you utilize, give them a call directly at 973-324-0429. If it's a month from now and you say, who was that guy? Who was that masked Mr. Fix-It that was on your show a month ago? Call me, Joe Peters, 908-238-0118, and I'll help you hook up with Marty. I met Marty at a local meeting here in Hunterdon where we get people of various professions together to talk about what they do so other people can refer them. And I would think Marty would be perfect for somebody who needs a little bit of help with a senior or a little bit of help of as a senior getting their house ready for market. That's where I would interface with Marty. But you may see it differently. You can say, hey, I'm listening to this in South Carolina, and Mom lives right there in Flemington, and I really need somebody to make sure Mom's house is okay. Marty can, I wouldn't say inexpensively, but very reasonably come in and make that assessment for you, give you some recommendations, and then follow through on the parts that you see having done, and maybe some for this year, some for next year, and whatever. And once again, only about 6 or 7% of our people ever go to an assisted living facility. We're living longer. Talked about that already. We're more active in our lifestyle. Talked about that already. And we probably need less and less assistance, but at some point we're all going to come to the end of our being able to live on our own or without some assistance. And that's where something like working with Marty to get that assessment done and making sure the house is safe for Mom and Dad or sister or brother, whoever it might be. I suggest giving Marty a call. I'll give you that number one more time, 973-324-0429. And this business is Marty Grossman, G-R-O-S-S-M-A-N, Marty's Home and Appliance Repair. I thank you for tuning in. We're going to go to my commercial one more time, and then we'll go into the news. And I'll be back in 3 weeks. I'm going to be traveling, so my show will be on replay for 3 weeks. And when I get back, I'll be able to tell you a little about my travels, and we'll start off with what happened in Somerset County in the month of August, which is now only half over. So it'll be totally over, and we'll be into the first week in September. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News. with Jules McKinney.
Records show the man suspected of barreling his car into a crowd of activists in Virginia terrified his mother when he was a young teen. Samantha Lee Bloom reportedly called 911 on James Fields Jr. when he was 13 and 14 years old. The mother called the police from a locked bathroom in 2010 to report Fields hit her in the head. Bloom, who uses a wheelchair, also reported her son once pulled a 12-inch knife on her. The now 20-year-old Fields is charged with second-degree murder in the death of counter-protester Heather Heyer at an alt-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, on Saturday. Meanwhile, a Confederate statue in North Carolina that stood for decades has been toppled after angry protesters pulled it down. A group attached a rope to the statue outside the Durham County Courthouse last night and toppled it. The protest comes days after the white nationalist march in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand.